My goodness, things have rapidly escalated in Israel and in its conflict with Hamas, Protective Edge. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke to his cabinet. Obviously, they made a decision, and then they spoke to their nation, and they talked about doing a ground offensive operation, which is underway, has been underway. There are boots on the ground. There's tanks. They're going through Air Force, their Navy, and other military operatives. That's what was said, according to Jerusalem Post. Other military operatives. So they are entering Gaza. This is something that was not ideally wanted, but now they are actually forced to have to go into. So the question is, like, why? Why is Israel entering Gaza Strip with boots, with tanks, and now running the risk? And my understanding is that there has been at least one Israeli IDF soldier that has been killed in this
Conflict.
conflict right now as a result of being on the ground. But why now? Well, there's two simple reasons. There's two simple reasons. One, and the most obvious, is that when there was an opportunity for a ceasefire, where the Egyptian president El al-Sisi brokered a ceasefire, Israel accepted it and said, "Okay, we're done." And but Hamas said no. So what do you do when your enemy says, "I don't want to stop fighting. I don't want to stop attacking you. I don't want to stop throwing rockets into your border repeatedly, over 1,500 rockets now since July the 8th, and we just want to continue to harm your civilians. We don't want to stop."
All right.
So you have to defend yourself. Okay,
Absolutely.
you have to defend yourself. And then there's something interesting that happened. Something very interesting. Hamas has been working really hard, and as IDF, Israel Defense Forces blog reports, that they have been working very hard creating a network of underground tunnels. Understand that these tunnels are not, holes in the grounds with some dirt in there, like you would think some animal would kind of just, No, these are elaborate tunnels that are 59 feet underground and span the length of 1 mile
Wow.
with concrete. And IDF says that even material that was sent into Gaza for civilian purposes, construction purposes and that type of stuff, they believe that Hamas has taken that to use, for the advancement of these tunnels. So what happened? We know, one, that Hamas refuses to stop fighting, but secondly, what happened is that there was something interesting. We're going to have a video here for you, but we want you to see what happened when, through these tunnels, terrorists popped up from under the ground. Steve, they popped up in Israel from underground. They had RPG rockets and all kinds of ammo and all types of stuff to do harm. They were getting ready to launch a surprise terrorist attack. I want you to watch this. You're seeing, there they are right now. They're crawling out of the sky, and just wait for
They're
it.
crawling out of the ground.
Out of the sky, out of the ground. There it is. Oh, wait for it. There was a bomb that was dropped right on top of them.
Wow.
And so just when you think that you're going to surprise attack Israel, no, that's not going to work. Israel, not only do they have the Iron Dome, but they have eyes in the sky, and they're going to take you out. And so a decision was made that no, we have to destroy these tunnels. This is a, not only did they not agree to the ceasefire, but now they're trying to come into our country. And see, that's what happens. See, when you have strong borders, when you have strong borders and they know they just can't climb over a fence into your country, they have to start digging underground. You know what I mean? They got to make elaborate networks. I'd like to say that we had strong borders in our nation. They just kind of walk through the gate. But that's what happens when you defend your borders. They have no other alternative but to go underground and try to sneak attack you. And so, in order to finish the job, Bibi, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, says that we have to go on the ground to properly take care of this. And I got to be honest, it's really encouraging to hear the Chancellor, Angela Merkel from Germany, say that Israel has the right to defend herself, and that they support Israel. It's actually wonderful. This is just a statement that came out from Germany. They understand that Hamas basically is doing stuff against Israel, and added that countries that come under attack must be allowed to defend themselves. Both sides must accept painful compromises, but we stand by the side of Israel when it comes to self-defense. And this was released at a news conference. Mm-hmm. So encouraging world leaders know that what Hamas has been doing. They understand this. And so I love what Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says when he made a statement about the IDF soldiers. And this is really encouraging. He says, they are unbelievably impressive, courageous, determined, full of faith and values. I stand in wonder at the motivation of our soldiers, both the regular soldiers and reservists, who want to take part in the campaign. They understand that their objective is to defend the citizens of Israel. They know that they are fighting for a supreme goal, to defend our home. I mean, what a leader and what a military that understands, hey, this is what we need to do. This is what we need to do, and we're going to rise up to the challenge. What has been happening, according to IDF and Jerusalem Post, is that these rockets are continuing to bombard Israel. They're continually to come in. If you have the Red Alert app, I mean, all, you know, I couldn't sleep. It just kept going on. Just kept going on. Mm-hmm. 1,500 rockets, and you're going to be able to see firsthand the types of rockets. They have four main rockets that they shoot and the length, but 40% of Israel's population lives under the threat of being bombarded by these rockets. Can you imagine 40% of the United States being threatened like that? That's like almost half the country.
Wouldn't stand for it.
No,
they wouldn't.
Not at all.
That in itself just kind of highlights the mercy and the patience of Israel, that they have been taking continual rocket fire and they've gone this length of time before responding and basically executing this offense upon Gaza. And it's just like they've gone through all this and said, you know, we want peace, we want peace, we want peace. But finally they're like, okay, fine, we realize that it's not going to happen. And it's just, it's amazing.
It is absolutely amazing. This is what one of the chief of staff, I believe he's in the military, he says, our forces will employ their full strength to achieve our operational control in the area, and we are doing everything in our capacity as proud Israeli soldiers. I mean, there comes a time when you say, enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
There comes a time where you say, listen, you're not going to come and take three of our young people, students, children, and you're not going to murder them and kill them and throw them in the ditch. No, that's not going to happen. And the danger here, I mean, as they continually live in the crosshairs of their enemy, is that now this opens up an opportunity now for what we believe is going to be more assaults from the north, assaults from Syria, assaults from Hezbollah, and they're going to be, you know, dealing with both situations. Not only that, but the Lord even showed us prophetically that terrorist attacks are going to increase, where there's going to be, you know, potentially large amounts of, people that are going to actually die. We have so much more to talk about when we come back from this break, where you're actually going to see these rockets firsthand and see what is being done and the capability of these rockets. We're just giving you an update on what has happened and is happening in Israel in this conflict with Hamas, Operation Protective Edge, protecting the borders of Israel, protecting the citizens of Israel. And there has been a ground now, offensive, if you will. Israel has now boots on the ground. They're entering Gaza. They're bringing the tanks. They're bringing their intelligence in there. And the purpose of this is to eradicate and deal with these networks of underground tunnels that are 59 feet in the ground. They spread a mile long.
Wow.
And full of concrete and no telling what is in there. Weapons, of course. And so they're actually protecting their borders, but they got to go on the other side to fix things, if you will. And they're doing it. They're absolutely doing it. And all of this came about because Hamas refused refused a ceasefire. And on top of that, not only they refused a ceasefire, but then they decided to come in from underground. It's something interesting about the underground. I mean, that's where we found Saddam Hussein, underground in a hole. And they like holes. And then one of their guys is going to come out in Mecca from a hole. I mean, something about these holes. But we're going to get them. Or Israel's going to get them. And they're going to stop causing harm to innocent civilians in Israel. So we want to ask you to continue to pray for Israel. Continue to pray for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. They're under, obviously extreme pressure from everywhere. But they have a job to do. And they understand, too, that maybe the world may not understand it. But they feel that the price of inaction is a whole lot heavier and more to pay than the price of the action that they're presently taking right now. I want to show you, an image that really begins to explain. This is from IDF, and it shows a map of Israel, and then it also shows you these rockets that Hamas has been using to launch into Israel. They all have different ranges, but they have the Qassam, the Grad, the M75, and the M302. And the larger the rocket or the missile, if you will, the longer the distance that they're able to reach into Israel, all the way into Tel Aviv, Jerusalem. I mean, 40% of the nation of Israel lives, they're endangered by these rockets. Mm-hmm. And you never know when they're going to come in. Thank God for the technology of Red Alert Israel, that at least they have some warning, but they only have 15 seconds to quickly get into a bomb shelter. And in most cases, really, that's not enough time. There's not enough time. We want you to see how the danger of these range of rockets and exactly what they have the potential to do and what they've been doing. Watch this.
During Operation Pillar of Defense in 2012, the IDF crippled Hamas terror infrastructure in the Gaza Strip in response to rocket fire against civilians. Since the operation, Hamas has upgraded its weapons arsenal. The terrorist organization now holds about 10,000 rockets and missiles. Hamas produces most of these weapons inside Gaza, but many of them come from Iran. The Qassam rocket, armed with a 9-kilogram warhead, can strike up to 17.7 kilometers from its target. The upgraded Grad rocket carries a 45-kilogram warhead and can strike targets 48 kilometers away from Gaza. It endangers over 1 million Israelis. The M75, with a 60-kilogram warhead, it has a strike range of 75 kilometers. Like the Fajr 5, another Hamas rocket, is one of the most dangerous rockets in the Hamas arsenal and threatens about 3.5 million Israelis. Hamas rockets endanger about 40% of Israeli civilians.
Imagine if it was your country. Wow. Imagine if it was your country that 40% of your population lived in danger of rockets entering their homes, hitting their schools, hitting the churches. I mean, think about this. So we want to be able to empathize with what is happening with Israel. We want to be able to support them in every which way possible, whether you pray, of course, always the chief thing, most important thing, but you want to give to organizations, Kufi, Christians United for Israel. There are many of them, even ministries in Israel right now. As you can imagine, when your nation's at war and being fired upon, children are not going to school, business is not being conducted. Things are on a halt because they're in protective mode and they're in offensive mode. And so we want to pray a quick resolution that the job can be finished and this doesn't escalate into something more. Mm. Pray for the North. Pray for what's coming out of the North because, we just feel that that's where it's next. I mean, already Syria has launched a rocket that hit the Golan Heights. I mean, there's been no collateral damage and no lives have been hurt, but also in Lebanon, they shot a rocket as well. It's been known that drones from Iran have flown into Israel. So here we are at that point where this has taken a very interesting turn, and it could get even deeper, and it could be more horrific. But we believe that God is the one that has his, mm-hmm. is the true Iron Dome. He's mm-hmm. the one who has his hand over Israel. He neither sleeps nor slumbers, and he's going to protect the apple of his eye.
That's right.
We just want to stand. You want to be on the right side of history, and you want to be on the right side of the issue, and that's with God. Mm-hmm. You want to stand with him and what is close to him, and that's the apple of his eye. Israel will stand. Israel will defend herself. But when it's all said and done, where will you be? Did you not pay attention? Were you not alert? I want to encourage you, those that are viewing and listening, to continue to share everything that you're hearing on VFN TV. I've had many conversations this week. A lot of people, you know, they're being educated, they're being informed, things that they had no idea were happening, and they're beginning to download the app. They're sharing segments. They're going on to the torch. Go to VFNTV.com, and you will see a whole an assortment, if you will. Mm-hmm. We have drop down menus for, you know, so that you can go and look. But of course, share, and of course, share on our Facebook, because we want to get the word out. We want to be able to inform and educate, because the media is not doing it right now. What the media is, they're all embedded in the Gaza Strip, and they're all giving a Gaza perspective, but they're not giving an Israeli perspective. And what we want to do is give the right perspective, which is God's perspective. Protect the nation of Israel and see what they've been under, and let's deal with this and eradicate this. And to get a little story behind the story about why Hamas rejected a ceasefire, we do have covered this in a previous program. Get more context of what's happening. Get more understanding that this just didn't happen yesterday. This is just not something that occurred in the last several months. There is a method to the madness, if you will. This has been laid out already, and it's just beginning to unfold even more and more. So stay tuned, stay prayerful, stay alert, and stay supportive towards Israel.